Mentioned here, mentioned in various places in Shas, the nature of Rav Yitzchak's Kodesh Mashkin we discussed yesterday. The Gemara is applying it in terms of the Inyan of Kiddushin, Kiddusha B'Mashkin B'Kodeshes. Other Gemaras apply Rav Yitzchak in other areas, the Inyan that Shemitah is not Meshameit, a Chol Al HaMashkin, the Inyan of Bar Yeroah. We discussed the question of what Rav Yitzchak is, what type of mashkin is it? Is it mashkin b'shas havah, b'shelo b'shas havah? Tosus assumes that it's shelo b'shas havah. That's the way the Gemara is mashma, the two Gemaras that we see. Then the question is, but there are implications for mashkin b'shas havah as well. Good. Meanwhile, Rav Yitzchak learns out this halacha, this opinion, and Gabi, what is he called in mashkin? We saw also the machlokas. Rashi says Gabi onsin, Tosus says it's only to make him a shamasachar, and so on. Where is Rav Yitzchak going to go? The pasuk, the Gemara quotes the drasha. The Amar Rav Yitzchak, minayin lebal chob shekona mashkin, shenema lecha tia tzedaka. In eno kone, it's not kone the mashkin, tzedaka minay. Then what kind of tzedaka do you have here? Lecha tia tzedaka, mikan lebal chob shekona mashkin. Let's just look at the context of this pasuk. There's a mitzvah of Hashavas Ha'avot. There are actually two sections in Chumash that deal with this, because as Chazal interpreted Rashi, and you were in Chumash with Rashi, you already get it from Rashi, there's a Ksus Yom that should be returned for use of the Loveh to have by day, and there's Ksus Laila that has to be returned for usage by night. So it's interesting. You have this idea of a mashkin. Again, this mashkin is a mashkin that's given shelo b'shas havah. It's time for the lover to pay. He doesn't have money right now, so the Beis Din has the right to seize his asset, something of what he owns, to give to the malveh. And this obviously creates now a new dynamic. These are the Mishnayos and Bar Metzia that discuss exactly. So what happens now? We had a little bit alluded to in the Tosus Rid here. There's a 3-day period at this point that the loveh, if he doesn't pay by then the malveh gets authorization, he'll sell it and be able to collect. So the Gemara actually wonders, so now there's a halacha of Hashavas Ha'avot, and if that's the case, what is it really the malveh gain here? If he has to keep giving it back to the loveh, and what kind of a pressure and leverage does he actually have? The loveh gets to use it whenever he needs it. So the Gemara actually discusses that there as well in the Sugyas and Kuf Yudal, Kuf Tezvav. The Gemara says, Me'achash Machzirin, Lomach Chozrin, Umamashkinin. And the point is, he has to give it back anyway. What exactly is to be gained? The Gemara says, on the top of Kuf Tezvav and Bamitsiya, Shilote Shvius Mishamtaso, that we saw already yesterday as well, that Shvius is not Mishamit. The Lo Yasin, the Talkin, the Eitzobanav. Tosus also brings in the point of busha. After all, you have to keep giving it back to the loveh, so it also creates a pressure for him that he feels he's a constantly the underdog here. He has his own assets are basically by the malveh. He has to, you know, be submissive to the malveh to get his chefetz back whenever he needs it. Obviously, the malveh is lording over a certain power over him, and if he pays the chov, then all that obviously disappears. Tosus and Mark could have mentioned that as well. Okay, but Adifa Mine Kamishani, the Gemara says even better, that it doesn't become Mishumat during Shemitah, and also Yas Nasim Etal Nitzobanav. But obviously there's a certain gain that the Malveh has here. I don't mean gain monetarily necessarily, but we have of course our Gemara of Kiddushin. But there is a certain leverage that Malveh is gaining through the fact that he sees the Mashkin. There is a din of Hashavas Ha'avot. So we have one in Parshas Mishpatim. It says in the pasuk im chavot, right after mentioning in kesef talves ami, lending money osilo kenosha, not to take ribbis. Then it says im chavot tachbo samas veyachad. This perk chav beis pasuk chav hey im chavot tachbo samas veyachad ad bo hashem es teshivenu lo, until the sun is set, you have to return it. Ki hi chesuso levada hisim lasa laoro bame yishkav. So what does it mean, ad bo hashemesh, until the sun is set, tishivenu? What are we talking about? What type of a beged? So they're obviously talking about a beged laila, bamei yishkav. So therefore you have a responsibility ad bo ha-shemesh. By the time sundown comes, you have to have made sure that he has it for the night time. Says Rashi, what are we discussing? Chabal tachbo, what type of a mashkin? Rashi and Chumash. Kol lashon chavala, eino mashkin b'shasova. No, it's not a mashkin b'shasova. What is chavol? What type of a mashkin is chavol? A mashkin that's taken when? Shelo b'shasova. Continues Rashi. Ela shem mashkin in esalove kishemagia azman ve'eino poreh. Okay, so that's chavol tachbo. When you're taking the mashkin, that the time came for him to pay, and he's not paying, then there's a right to take a mashkin. Ad bo ha-shemesh tishivenu lo. Kol ha-yom tishivenu lo. You have the whole day, the window of the whole day. Ad bo ha-shemesh. Ukivo ha-shemesh. Actually, so I take back what I said before. Correct. I stand corrected. Let me take back what I said. Let me read the Rashi carefully. Ad bo ha-shemesh tishivenu lo. We're talking about a ksusiyom over here. The other parashah, he says it's ksusiyom. So we do what you wrote. Okay. Ad bo ha-shemesh tishivenu lo. Ko ha-yom tishivenu lo. Ad bo ha-shemesh. Ukivo ha-shemesh tachza v'titlenu. When the sun comes down, then you have right to take it back again. Ad sheyavo bokir shel machar. Until the next morning. U'b'ksusiyom ha-kosim medabesh ein tzarach lo v'layla. So we're talking about here a ksusiyom. That's what Rashi says. I know what you do next pasuk. Why can't you say "Bamei Yishkav"? Yeah, well, you're there. They will get more careful. That's one parsha. That's a mishpatim. The other parsha in Kiseitse of Hashavas Ha'avot. Is in Perek Chav Dalet in Devarim, starting with pasuk Yud. Yud through Yud Gimel. Ki sasha bereacha mashas ma'uma, you have a chov against somebody for some amount of money. Lo sabo beis olav davoto. You can't go in yourself to collect a mashkin. Bachutz tamot. You should stay outside. Va'isha shetanoshe vo yotze leches avot hachutza. So he shall bring the mashkin outside. He has to do with the shliach beis din, of course. Also Chazal learn. Now, v'im ish anihu lo sishka ba'avoto. If he's a poor man, he doesn't have an extra double of this item, you cannot sleep with this mashkin. Meaning, lo sishka ba'avoto, Rashi says it means lo sishka ba'avoto eslecha. You cannot go to sleep while the mashkin is by you. Rather, hashev, this is what we not want. This is the pasuk that we're going to deal with Rav Yitzchak. Hashev tashev lo es ha'avot kevo ha-shemesh. You must return the mashkin Kivo Hashemesh, the Shacha the Salmaso, and he'll be able to sleep with his garment, Uverecheka, and he'll give you a blessing. Ulecha Tia Tzedaka, Lefnei Hashem Okech, and to you will be an act of righteousness before Hashem, that you return the mashkin. Rashi says, Kivo Hashemesh, meaning Im Ksus Lailahu. If it's a Ksus Laila, the Im Ksus Yomhu, if it's a Ksus Yom, Hafzireo Baboker. וכבר קוסו ואלה המשפטים עד בו השמש תשיבנו לו כל היום תשיבנו לו וכבו השמש תיקחנו. So that's the parashat mishpatim, ad bo ha-shemesh tishivenu lo, meaning that you can take it at night and leave it, return it by day, and here it's the other way around. Here you have to return it at night. Okay, two parashas in the Torah, they're mashlim one another. But meanwhile, Rabbi Yitzchak zeroes in on what? Ulecha tiyeh tzedakah. Now the context of ulecha tiyeh tzedakah is when you return the mashkin, here talking about the ksus laila, you return it to him, and the shacha b'salmaso uberecheka, ulecha tiyeh tzedakah, you did a good deed. So Rabbi Yitzchak darshins, in eino kone, not for the idea that the chov is kone mashkin, then tzedakah minayin, what's a tzedakah? Tzedakah sounds like you're giving something that you own, and that means that there was a kenyan. That's what the words of Yitzchak say. So Tosus doesn't understand this drasha. Bim toma. What's the hokash of stucka minayin? What gives you right to dash it kone mashkin? Why is it stucka? Ikat stucka mimashi yachzer volishka vala. You're giving it back for the person to have at night. That's it shows sensitivity. So that's a tzedakah. What does it show about kone mashkin? That's what Tosfos doesn't understand, what's the nature of this drush. So Tosfos has two answers. Let's go one by one. The Yeshloma, the Dayik midirsiv, the Shachar besalmaso verecheka. So the real deal of Rav Yitzchak is not just with the words tzedakah. It's built on what it says right before. Right before the word uchati etztaka, it says that he will have it, uverecheka, and will give you a blessing. Says Tosfos, and this is what Yitzchak is working off of. If he was not going to be kona the mashkin, if he wouldn't say the kona mashkin, in kain kishin the barcho ha'ani, when the poor person who gets back his sleeping gear gives you a bracha, have a way ribis dvarim. It would be viewed as an avera of ribis dvarim. So Rav Yitzchak is dashening. It's not so much from the staka word, staka minayim. It's from the uberecheka. The uberecheka would potentially be a problem of ribis devarim, were it not for the fact that balchov kone mashkin. So we have to dissect these points, these terms in Tosfos. Just before anything else, I think Eitan, you were asking me this morning, so. But the words of Yitzchak sound like he's dashing uchati etztaka. I mean, so what is Tosfos doing? He's changing the drasha. Yitzchak's words are the in a kone mashkin, in a kone etztaka minayin. And what does Tosfos say? It's not really that. It's from derecheka. It's odd. I mean, what's Tosfos creating a new drasha? Yitzchak didn't say that. Yitzchak said uchati etztaka. So I don't know exactly. I didn't see it. And when directly asked the kasha, it's pasha to understand. You have to say something here, but. It could be if Yitzchak was speaking in a shorter way. In other words, obviously it's from Uverecheka, and that's Megala, therefore that the Tzedakah is because of Kone Mashkin. If it were just from the word Tzedakah, you could always say Tzedakah is, you're giving back the Avot. Good, that's also Tzedakah. But in light of the Uverecheka, and it's not a Ribbis Devarim, now I know how to teach Uchati Tzedakah. So he doesn't directly tell me the full picture, but he... what he's really dashing is Megala on the Luchat Yetzdaka. That could be what Tosfos will say. The other way, that was one way I was thinking to answer your question. The other possibility is maybe that the Tzedaka is basing itself off of the Bracha. What kind of a Tzedaka did you, similar to the first Pshat, Luchat Yetzdaka, what kind of a Tzedaka was it? Such a Tzedaka that you earned a Bracha for it. The Bracha is actually the indication that you did something really special. So, Luchati Tzedakah, what kind of Tzedakah? Tzedakah that such a good deed that earned a bracha. And that was, why is it allowed for you to get a bracha? Ah, why is it Ribbis Dvarim? It must be because Kone Mashkin. Yeah, it's close, but it's something like that. Maybe that would be a Tosfos would say. This is one pshat. Let's just finish the Tosfos and we'll come back. Tosfos says another possibility. Yesh Mefarshim, Dvom Mikri Tzedakah, Ela Hanosi Mishalo, Kimo Tzedek, Tzadik Mishalcha V'tein Lo. The Gemara Darshins in Bava Basra, that if Hashem of a Tzedek, Hin Tzedek, I think in Parshas Kedoshim Dafka, this Parsha, Tzedek always means that you have a bailus and you're giving charitably from what you own. So the word Tzedek itself has a connotation of you're a bailus. The same with Chati Yetzdaka sounds like you're a bailus. Okay, that's the second pshat. Let's come back to the first pshat. So the court, the second pshat, it works mamish in the words, right? It's not, you don't have to figure out a dreidel to work it out, and it's, stuck. It's chati stuck from the word tzedakah. Akopa and Tosfos had this first pshat. It can't just be stamazai from the fact that you're giving back the mashkin. That could be a tzedakah by itself. You're giving back the mashkin. But the problem is, uberchecha. How can you have him giving you a bracha if that could be ribbis dvarim? And there must be therefore that you're a kone mashkin, and therefore it's not ribbis dvarim. So first of all, what is ribbis dvarim? What kind of a level issur is it? L'chayr, it sounds like it's an issur d'oraisa. To use the drasha to tell me that I overcame the issur ribbis dvarim, it sounds like there was an issur potential of a d'oraisa, but I don't have it. What would be the nature of the ribbis dvarim over here? Why would the bracha that the ani gives you to return the mashkin be called ribbis dvarim? And how does kone mashkin overcome that? That's really what we have to identify. One at a time. What is Ribbis Dvarim? It's a drasha that the Gemara has in the beginning of Ezel Neshach, or it's at the end of Ezel Neshach, actually. It's on Daf Ayin Hei. Ayin Hei on the base of Bamitzia. Says in the Gemara, it says, Tanya, B'shem B'yinchai Omer, Minayin Linosha Bachaberu Mana Bainu Rogu Hakdim Rosalam. So Asa Lakdim Rosalam. So somebody who's a Lova doesn't usually say hello, and because of the fact that the Malva did him a favor, so he goes out of his way to Imavdim Shalom. That's a problem of Ribbis. Talmud Lomar Neshech Kol Dovar Shem Yishach. The parasha of Ribbis, when the Tzikim of Ribbis, Osom Kisei say. It says Neshech, it says in Perpek Chav Gimel Pasuk Chav. So the drasha is kol davar asher yishach afilu dibur as. That's called ribis dvarim, and of course there are discussions about this, to the extent that when you return something, can you say thank you? Shuvas or Moshe discusses that. Shomazam contemporary poskim, you have to know halacha lemaisa here, in terms of your mouth is open wide. How do you say thank you when you return a chov? It's not a problem with Mr. Varen. Okay, not for now, but it's an interesting discussion. I think we once talked about it. Al Kopanim, is this a real drasha? Is it drasha Gemura? Nisa Deraisa? Is it Nisa Drabonon? It's apparently about the Machokas. There is a Mefurish Iran in Ksuvis that sees it only as a Drabonon. The Iran is in Dapri Arif in Ksuvis, Tez Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara mentions a Gzeres Shava from the word Shesimon Alav Neshech to the case of Moti Shemra, of the Sam Lalilas Devarim, has to do with hiring Edim, just like it says Lo Shesimon. So the Gemara has a Shaila there. What if you were hired them with Karka or Pachas Meshava Pruta? And by Ribbis, apparently, there's no Isser. Apparently, by Karka, if you give back Karka, not the Taltulin, or Pachas Meshava Pruta, it's not Mamon. So the Gemara has a shayla, what would be over here in terms of the Gzeres Shava that we're learning out to hiring Eide Sheker by Motzi Shema? That's the context. Meanwhile, the Ran is Medaik. That's how it comes into Ksuvis. The Ran is Medaik here, that apparently there's no Issa Ribbis by Karga. And the fact that the Gemara has a shayla, what would be if you were Sochran, the Karga, the Postura Kut, it sounds like there's no Ribbis in those cases. So in discussing that, so the Ran says, okay, that seems to be correct. And this Gemara and other Gemaras seem to show that as well, that there's no Isser of Ribbis by Karka. If the thing that you're adding, that you're giving to the Malva as the extra payment is Karka, or Pachas Meshava Pruta, there's no Isser Ribbis. But the Ran tells you there's one thing you should realize. It doesn't mean it's Mutter. Doesn't mean it's Mutter. Rather, says the Ran, Miu Vadai, there's no Isser. Mil vadad midrabanan, afilu bekarka, vaafilu bepachas mishabepruta mitzar, dlo gora me ribis dvarim. What do you see in this Ran? That ribis dvarim is an issur drabanan. The way the Ran is formulating his words is, okay, you're right, there's no issur ribis by karka, no issur ribis by mishabepruta, but midrabanan is asur because it's no words of ribis dvarim, which presumably is Asa Midrabanan, this is no less. So the Ran seemingly learns that this drasha is an Asmachta, and it's an Issa Drabanan. This issue came up a little bit also in the sugya earlier, in Daf Vav Beis, Mekadesh Benova, where you want to know what the Gemara says, Hai Ribbis Mal Yisahi. You wanted to know what was the Ribbis Mal Yisahi, could be it was Negev there, could be we mentioned in Derech Agav, the issue of the Ribbis Dvar, is it Kiddush in the Ribbis, is it the money? L'maisa, it would seem from Tosis, this is how the Rav Chanan is Medayik, Kovitz Shiurim, others as well, I think, before him. Tosis would seem to hold that Ribbis Dvarim is a Doraisa. At first glance, maybe there's a way we can be Docha this way, soon we'll see. But let's go this way for now, okay? That the Issa Ribbis Dvarim is a Doraisa. Tosis takes the Drasha literally, seriously. It's a real Issa Doraisa. And that's the Drasha of Yitzchak. That how can you have uverecheka based on that uchatiyat tzedaka? How can you have this? It's a problem of ribis devarim when the rove thanks the malva for returning the maskin. That's called ribis devarim, and the reason it's not, and that's an issa deraisa. And how can it be? The answer is because bachov kone maskin. Okay, so let's assume it's deraisa. Tosik disagrees with the Ran, but the obvious question is ma inyan the bracha on Hashavas Ha'avot to Ribbis Dvarim. Let's grab Ribbis Dvarim as a Doraisa. What does Ribbis Dvarim mean? I'm giving you something, even in the form of words, as what? What am I giving it to you for? For the love. What is Ribbis by definition? The words of the Gemara. Kala de Ribbisa, kol agar natar le'asa. That's the words of the Gemara. Agar natar means schar fahamtana samos. You're giving something for that which the money remains by the love for the time that it was there. So ribbis means it's for the loan. What is over here? He's giving a hashikayach, a bracha. You should be avenged, whatever he says. Why? Because you returned the mashkin. Why is that ribbis burn? What does that speak to the loan? What could be the pshat here? What do you think? Yeah?
If you didn't get it back every night, you might have to pay the loan back sooner. So he's really getting extension on the loan. He may be paying for that.
Okay, say it like that. What else? Maybe we could say even stronger than what you're saying. He's thanking him for the maskin. But what is the maskin? Yeah?
If the maskin is really just like the loan itself, kind of, it's like part of it, so it's like since he has to give back the mashkin, it looks like when he gave the loan, it's like he's agreeing to do this also, and he's giving the bracha for that, so he's getting both.
The mashkin is what allows the lover to keep the money for the extended amount, the time, right? Let's say the mashkin was seized at due date, and now the lover has a little more time that was bought, so to speak, from the fact that the lover has the mashkin. Now the lover has the money for longer. So the maskin represents that fact that the lover has the money for an extension, right? For more time. The maskin, now anything that the malva gets, therefore any benefit that accrues to the malva having the maskin, l'chara by extension, I mean, I mean the pun here, but the logically speaking, would mean that the malva is getting that benefit for what? For that which the rova has the money, hamtanas amos. So it is for hamtanas amos. Because after all, the mashkin is what gives, like you were saying, right? The mashkin means that the rova can keep the money as per the malva holding the mashkin. Now, the malva is having the mashkin, the second Isaac, the malva having the mashkin brings with it a certain dividend. What is it? The yashikayach, the bracha of the lova. So that thank you, that bracha that the malva has received is something that, what was the basis, what was the cause for that bracha? What was the cause of that bracha? The mashkin. And the mashkin is by him for the fact that the lova has the money. So that means that the thing that came with the mashkin, that bracha that the mashkin brought with it, is schar for the hamtanas hamos. That's agar natar. So there's ribbis. That's l'chor, the pasha pshat, I think the tosis. I mean, I see the tosis and I see this goes back and forth a lot of things here, and they bring in this issue of like so why is it, this issue gets raised in between the lines and the back and forth. L'chor, it seems to be pashat. That's the idea. The idea is that it's because of the maskin. The maskin is what allows the rovet to hold onto the money for the longer period, and the mashkin brought this bracha to the malve, because it's because he has the mashkin that now he got the bracha. Of course, he returned; it was directly a thank you for returning it. I understand, but it's because he has the mashkin that he got this wonderful bracha. So, and having the mashkin is exactly parallel to the lover having the money. So, if the malve has this bracha that came to him for the mashkin, in connection to having the mashkin, yes, more specifically for giving the mashkin back at night, I understand. But it's the mashkin brought in that bracha. And the mashkin is parallel to the fact that the lover has the money. That means that the bracha is, you could say, for the sake of the lover's having the money. Isaac.
It might be what we just said, but just, I think it might be a little different, that just the chazara of the mashkin, the giving back of the mashkin is synonymous with the paying of the lovet. because once you get once the original person gets back the lobet, that shows that he paid the money in the first place. So if you're giving a bracha on the giving back of the mashkon, it's synonymous to that mashkon being given back is the lobet paying the money back.
Why are you saying that? Right now it's a temporary, you know, use for the lobet till the next morning. Mama gets it right back. So why is this poor paying of the lobet paying? And I don't follow you. Why does giving the lobet back the garment at night have to do with the chol being paid or not paid? This is the parasha of Mashkin has in it that the malveh should give back the garment, the Mashkin, at certain designated times for the lobet's use because he doesn't have a second pair. But when he does so, the lobet thanks. Those words of bracha of the lobet, Tosis is saying without kohen maskin, we have to see what changes with kohen maskin. Without kohen maskin, those words would represent what the equivalent of ribbis dvarim. We're asking what's the ribbis dvarim, because ribbis dvarim, any kind of ribbis means it's for the sake of the fact that the lobet gets to keep money. The thank you, the brachas of the lobet are for getting the maskin, him getting the maskin back in the interim. So why is that called that the malveh is getting the bracha from the lobet? It's called that he got something extra for the money that was staying by the lobet for more time.
So I realize my confusion.
So what we're trying to say, but you were saying, is because the maskin brought him the bracha. The bracha was thank you for giving back to me tonight, I understand. But why did he get that bracha? He got that bracha as an incidental fringe benefit associated with the maskin. And what does Mashkin represent? Mashkin represents that fact that the Lobah has money to hold on to, the Malveh has the Mashkin so that the Lobah can keep holding on to the money. So therefore, if the Mashkin accrued with it, this wonderful words of blessing that the Lobah gave, that's the Malveh got that because of the Mashkin. That means that the Malveh got Ribbis Dvarim. But what saves him from Ribbis Dvarim? So what did Rabbi Yitzchak say? Now, that's part one. Now, we have to take it the other way. So what did Rabbi Yitzchak say? What do I see? No, but it's not Ribbis Dvarim, because the Torah permitted this. So how come it's not Ribbis Dvarim? Because Baruch Hu Kol Maskin. So what changes? Sof Kol Sof, the Maskin brought the Bracha with it. So why is not called that the Malveh benefited from Hamtanas Hamos with this Bracha? Yeah, why would it be? What do we have now? So now we have to... Part two. So what's the kohen maskin going to help you? Yeah?
Now you can separate it from the loan more.
So, okay, so let's say better. Okay, you're on the right track. We're separating from the loan. Let's go take a step further. What is Tosus saying, kohen maskin? What's Tosus' definition? Remember? Kanui legamri. Kanui kinyan gamur atse yifteh. It's a quasi pirona, right? It's a quasi guvaina. What is kani for what? We're discussing. Kani for what? Coming for the collection. So other Rishonim took it in terms of Chatz Mixas Kinyan, it's a Kinyan Dekol and Peros, but now for Tosis it's a step even more than that. We can tie that to the other Tosis. In other words, it's totally in the Rishus of the Malta for collection. Yet, for the purposes of collection, he has it. It's in his Rishus. Atzi Yifte, okay. Kineged Hakov. But now, if the Malta got a benefit connected to the Mashkin, after saying Kona Mashkin, then what's the benefit or function of, not of the Hamtaras Hamos, of the collecting, of the kinyan, of the having collected the chov, quasi collected it through the maskin? If the malveh collects money and does a business deal with it and wins the what lottery? Not ribbis, right? Because I can make benefit out of what I collect. I collect the chov and then I invest it and I do very well. No problem, that's not ribbis. If the maskin is nikne to the malveh, which means that it's considered like it's in his reshus for guvaina, so that maskin that's kanui to the malveh for collection brought benefit. So where did benefit come from? It came from having collected, from that which he has, so to speak, collected the chov in the maskin. The maskin means it's kanui to him for guvaina. So the thank you of and the brachas of the lobet are what the malveh got from his kinyan in the maskin, which is having collected the chol. So it's not that it's not that he got the thank you for the money that was remaining by the lova, if it's ena kona maskin. So it's not viewed as if it was taken to Rishus of the Malach for collecting. So then that which the maskin brought this benefit of the great bracha that he got, that would be viewed as having gotten that in exchange for the money remaining by the lova. That's because it's not niknat. He wasn't kone maskin, and since the maskin is what allows the lova to keep the money, and the lova thanks the malva for having returned the maskin in the interim, but that's called the maskin brought the benefit to the malva, and the maskin means that the lova has the money. That's why the malva has the maskin. It means that the malva has benefited from that which the lova has the money longer. That's Rebbe's Svar. Says Rav Yitzchak, no, but Baruch of kone maskin. Bachel Kodem Ashkin means that the Mashkin has entered into his domain for having collected. So the benefit that came, that the Mashkin brought to him in the form of the bracha, is a benefit associated with that which he collecting. He's collecting the chol, not a benefit that's connected to having that the lova got to hold on to the money. It's a question of where you attribute that benefit that the Mashkin brought to the malva. Is it seen as a benefit that associated with the agonator, the hamtana samos by the lova, the extent the time that the lova can keep the money longer? If ain't a kodem maskin, then that's what it would be. Then the yeshikreach and the bracha would be connected to the lova's having the money longer. That's why kodem is part. Once I say kodem maskin, then it's viewed as if the benefit and the bracha is connected to the malva's having collected. Because that's the kinyan is, I have it for collecting. So the maskin, which is viewed as I own it for collecting the chol, then that brought me the benefit, okay? So that's not agonator anymore. That would be way too intosis. Questions? Yeah, Avram.
Is it a problem to collect money beyond the money amount of Rivas also?
To collect?
Is it a problem of Rivas to collect more money than the loan was, like even though it had like the collection?
So here's the thing. In other words, if the malva is kind of maskin, the lova still can't get ribbis. No question, the chov still exists.
Yeah.
So there's still going to be ribbis on the chov. But the difference is over here, it's not that the lova decides to give extra money now for paying the chov. Technically, the chov is not totally paid up, so they could still be ribbis. Maybe not the rice, we'll have to see about the ribbis, the rice, and the rabbana, but there could still be this ribbis from the lova paying more money. But here, the benefit, the why is it ribbis? Because the maskin brought benefit to the malva. Yeah. So why is that called ribbis? Because the maskin is by the malva in exchange for the money being by the lova. So therefore, anything the malva gained through the maskin is viewed as having been gained at the expense or as a result of the lova's having money. What changes with kone maskin is that the benefit is attributed to that which the malva collected for the maskin. It's a thank you for the maskin, but the maskin represents the lova keeping the money. But once you tell me that the maskin is elevated to the status of having been acquired by the malva, then the benefit is connected to the concept of the malva having collected on the chol, as opposed to that which he's getting the benefit in exchange for the money staying by the lova. Because now that the malva is holding the maskin is connecting to the collecting. It's kanui lo for collecting. So I got that which I'm collecting, quasi collecting, that brought me a thank you, a bracha. If it was something connecting to the money of the chol, then it would still be ribbis. But if it's connecting to the maskin per se, so once the maskin is now upgraded to be viewed as acquired by the malva, it's not just so that now the link of the thank you and the bracha is connecting to the mashkin's definition as having been acquired by the malva. So that acquisition that I have it for collecting brought a bracha. So then it's like I made a benefit with my collecting the chol. It's nothing to do with ribbis anymore.
The problem of getting a benefit
from collecting the chov. If I collect the chov, and then I get a lot, I get something out of that. That's not ribbis anymore. So since the maskin is kanui to the malva, so now the label of the mashkin is it's the malveh for collecting. That status of the mashkin being by the malveh for collecting brought a bracha with it. My ribbis. It's like I get benefit from having collected the chov. No? Okay. I understand. It's not simple. It's not simple. Yeah.
Malveh is part of the mashkin. Now, when the loba uses it, does he show up? What's the status of the loba?
So there is a discussion. There's a sif in Shulchan Aruch about this. If the malva lends it back to the loba, right, so technically, right, what's the halacha? Something happens at this point. Yeah.
But what's he considered then when he pays it? Like, when he gives it back to the malva and he gives this extra benefit, he's not a malva. He's not himself.
According to Rashi, that he's chai ba'on sin. What would it be if it happens by the loba during the time that it goes back to the loba, right? If it's nenas, according to Rashi, or it's nigna, these are halachas you have to look up carefully, right? I just sifted Shulchan Aruch 9 days. I guess we're looking today. Right, it's second. Second. You have to find the sif exactly. What's the halacha? And he gives it back in the meantime. But in terms of the Svav Tosis, it's not affecting Shantosis, right? Okay, yeah. Eitan, yeah.
Could one say that the reason why he's calling that it's not rebus is because then it's, if he owns it, then it's just, you could say, some form of the bracha is just a payment for letting him use his object?
Because it's his already, so this is leading us to the Ksos. Let's talk about the Ksos. But you're asking right now. Let me bring in the Ksos. The Ksos has an interesting chiddush. Based on this Tosis, the Ksos is something very interesting. Chareb, tremendous chiddush. What, you have the Ksos, right? What would happen if the malva was the rover's mashkin, lends it to the rover, and the rover promises him something for that? A matana. Is that a chashash ribbis? So the malva has a maskin, he loans it to the rover, and the rover promises something in return. What's the issue, as the Ksos presents to Shaila? This matana that the rover is giving is for the halva, or this matana for what? For that which I'm loaning you the maskin. If it's for the halva, then it's a ribbis issue. If it's viewed as divorced from the mask, from the halva per se, for that which you have a mask and on the halva, that's part one, that's layer one. But right now, you're lending me something. You have a mask and you're lending it to me. Happens to be my mask and because of a previous loan to Zayden. But right now, you're loaning me a chafetz, and I give you a matana for that.
Isn't that rivers right there? Just the second stage. You're giving me a mask and I'm giving you something in return.
You mean you're lending something and then you're giving matana.
Isn't this a question?
What?
It's not
a
question.
No.
That's
no.
A question of the
Ksos. Nessi, Mish Alti, the Echad Shehisha, Lulover, Shalosh, Maskono, Valove, Ticho, Avorza, Eza Matan. Ima Malva, Rashay, Lakabel, Mishim Chash Rivis. O Kavan, the Inna Makabel, Avor Halva, El Avor, Shela Samaskin. He's asking, even if it's on Shela Samaskin, why is it Rivis? That's what Zara is asking. He says, it's not for that, but for Shela Samaskin, do I have Zara Rach Zero? He didn't have to return it. So he's saying, but the fact that I did, that should be called ribbis too, because I lent you something. What? I lent you something.
It
doesn't have to be automatically ribbis. In fact, if I lend you something, you give me matana, it's a matana. It's not ribbis for that. I'm not going to return you the thing I borrowed plus more. I'm giving you matana. So if it's connecting to the original chov, then it's not issue. So the Ksos says now it depends what's going on here. Pashtus, we're talking about a maskin, Shabbishah Salva. Shabbishah Salva, we don't have Rabbi Yitzchak Tosis holds, right? Some Yishonim would say that Rabbi Yitzchak applies even to Shabbishah, the Ramban. But Tosis holds that Rabbi Yitzchak at the two Gemaras that we saw, Rabbi Yitzchak is discussing only a maskin of Shabbishah Salva. So now assuming it's such a maskin, says the Ksos, it would be Ribbis. Why? Because of the Tosis. Because Tosis brings in the Dik of Rabbi Yitzchak was that says Uberecheka, so let the bracha of the Ani be Ribbis Dvar. Says the Ksos, before me said, the Eloha Bekanamashkin, if not for that which Kanamashkin, that which the Lover gives a bracha when he returns the Mashkin, is Ribbis Dvar. Umikoshikain, if that's true by a bracha, Mikoshikain knows the Lomamo. So therefore, and therefore, if you don't say Kona Maskin, you have a problem of Ribbis Devarin, or worse. Says the Ksos, nu, Maskin Bishat Salva could very well be, if we don't say Kona Maskin, we say Sveik Alo Nafka, it's for sure within the realm of a Suffolk, in Kona Maskin Rabbi Yitzchak, that is because the Rabban would say that we do say Rabbi Yitzchak Halacha by Maskin Bishat Salva as well. But Tosus, as we know, holds otherwise. So we certainly have a Machlokes by Maskin B'Shas about whether we have Kiddush Rabbi Yitzchak. It could be we don't have Kiddush Rabbi Yitzchak. And by Kiddush in the Ramah, in fact, Paskin is the end of Kudeshes, because it's only the case of Maskin knows that was the Shal of Agamar, whether we apply Agamar could even say Mikudeshes by a Maskin B'Shas about the Aratosis, or the Rush, and the Tosis and elsewhere all differently. So he says, V'kivin avi speka do raisa b'isha ribba speka l'achmir v'en rashay l'kabel. So you can't accept it. That's all because we're talking about a maskin, shabishah salvah, so you have to be machmir. However, says Ixos, but what if the Adi Mahaya maskin shilobishah salvah? Kigon al pi beizdin al pi nasalova, bezroa, a case of maskin shilobishah salvah, so there bezeh ba'ade konim maskin, bezeh shabir dami l'kabel mimenu matana, bo chazar sa maskin kim davidi day. So the Ixos extrapolates from Aratosis that Rabbi Yitzchak gurns out that if kona maskin, so then there's no problem of getting the bracha from the love. So it should follow, says Ixos, that the malve can give it back to the love and get more than just the bracha. Can make a deal. Tremendous chidush, and he sees it in Tosis. So the Nesivus criticizes the Ixos. And he says, how can you bring a right from the Tzitzit? There's two maduras of the Nesivus. The first version he says, I just read you one line from that first version, the Gam lo dami l'asha kasmu Tosus. That Tosus says it would be a ribbis that would be better if Kona Maskin, the Shom came into Kani Lela Maskin, Shelo Lehach Zero, Rashay Lebaruch Kashach Zero. Since Kani Lela Maskin not to return it, so he can get a bracha. Mashaykin Hacha the Iker Aschar, Shenosin Lohu Al Harshoas Hashimus. Why is he getting the schar from the Lovet? Because he has the right to use it. The Kavin Shah Malva will Kani Lela Establish Bo, the Malva can't use it. Asa Laskira Lahalova Establish Bo. The Mishovev, the Ksos comes back in the Mishovev and says it is connected to Tosfos. That which the Nesivus wrote about me, Gam lo dami lo hashikas with Tosfos, and he quotes the words of the Nesivus, he says, Masha mechad mehadikas with Tosfos, Kedushin dafches, Masha ekin hacha, it's different than Tosfos, there ain't no. The Shom the Tosfos gam kein, habracha hu b'shvil shem mashe, l'shtamish, but what's the bracha for? That he's letting him use it. Anyway, the Nesivus comes back in the Madur Basra and recognizes that the Sos tried to defend himself, and he wants to have the last word. So then he brings in another kasha. I'm mentioning it for this purpose of this kasha, because he opens up the Indian in a whole other way, a whole other dimension here to this question. And he has a nuksha and tosis based on that, in why the Kona Maskin helps. He says, what did Tosus say? Divi Tosus Tumuin. Midoraisa, ribbis can only be if it's called ribbis kitsutsa. What does ribbis kitsutsa mean, as we discussed in Davov? That they stipulated, Pashup Shat, when was it done, the stipulation? Ribbis doraisa, ribbis kitsutsa. Bishas halva. That I'm lending you this and you're going to give me back X plus whatever. That's Ribbis Ketzutza. So l'chayru, what could be the ribis ksutza here? To talk about a ribis dvarin in Tosus with the bracha, what kind of ribis ksutza do we have here to discuss? Where's ribis ksutza? The malveh returns the mashkin, the garment at night. The alvah took place a long time ago. Tosus is bringing into the mix that a Yitzchak is trying to learn out Kona Mashkin from the fact that I don't have a problem called Ribis Dvarim. That means we're dealing with a problem on a Doraisa level. So how can it be a Ribis Doraisa if it's not Ribis Ksutza? That's his question. The Rok Ksutza Babi Mutta Midoraisa. In Cain, Heich Mevi'in Raya Min HaTorah. So again, not getting the whole Nesivis, the whole Ksos, just this Nekuda here. So the Ksos wanted to bring a Raya to his from the Ktosis to this case, so you can actually go and lend it back to the Lova and get something in return. Achor, it's a Pella, the Ktosis, Achor, it's against the Gemara or Rashi in Bar Mitzvah, Kuf Yudal, we'll soon see. But and he says it's exactly comparable to Ktosis. The Nesiva says, no, it's not, because Ktosis is difficult anyway. How could it be an Isabel Reis of Ribis that Rav Yitzchak is addressing? Where's Ribis Ktsutsa? So he tries to suggest a plan. The time is up. The due date is here. The Torah permitted the Lova to, at this point of the due date, to give a bracha. Umashma, and it's mashma even further. Afilu amar lo beferus b'shasa machziro sheyivarcho muter. He's trying to read the whole thing into the Tosis here. That we wouldn't ourselves notice. When the Malva is giving the Mashkin back to the Lova on the due date, he tells him, I'm giving you back the Mashkin so you can keep the loan for another 30 days, keep the money for 30 days, but I want to make sure I get that bracha. So it says the Ksnesiris, that could be Ribis Ksutsa. Why? Because they're already shown him, go back to Davavam and days. The Arish shown him that hold the Ribis Ketsutza is not just at the time of the initial Alva, but also at the time of what? Who remembers such a Shita? The Raivid, the Rambam? Harvach Hazman. At the time of Harvach Hazman, when the due day is here, and then I say you can have it another whatever at the time, that could make something to Ribis Ketsutza. So he wants to go with those who are shown him, and he wants to say that what Rav Yitzchak is trying to learn out from this pasuk is that he's taking the mashkin at the time of the due date, and so now it's like the time of Harvach Hazman, and the malveh says okay. Well, the lova gives the malveh the mashkin, and the malveh makes a deal. He says, okay, I take the mashkin, keep the money another month. I want a bracha, and the lova gives a bracha. How could it be? Why is the Ribis Dvarim must be Kona Mashkin? Slow. So this is the Nesivus' way of solving this problem of Ribis Ksutza. So it's like he's making stipulating with him. He could have collected, and he doesn't collect. He could have collected, and he doesn't collect. Instead, he takes the Mashkin instead, with the intention of getting a bracha, which he then gets a bracha, he gets a bracha tomorrow night, whatever it is. He gets the Mashkin now. What's his condition? I'm going to take this mashkin from you. You're going to keep the money for another month. And tomorrow night, when I come knocking on your door with your garments, you're going to give me a bracha. And so he does. So the Nesiva, so what do you have here? Presumably, a real problem, the Raisa, of Ribis Dvarim with Ribis Ksutza. Why? Because it was the time of the Harvach Hazman that the Malveh took the mashkin. He could have collected, and instead of collecting, he said, okay, keep the money longer. Homaisi have Harvach Hazman, and this is therefore Ribis Ksutza. Babi kinasna imo b'shas shemaviach lozman, babi Ribis Doraisa. Umizem mochiach hashas, says the Nesivus in Madur Basva, dekanele shelo b'shas halva. That there's a kinyan mashkin. And he explains why that should be, because if he's kone mashkin, so it's not called katzas b'shashim aviyach ozman, the enel yachol tovo klav. Because if he's called a mashkin, he can't demand payment. And therefore it's not called ribis ksutza anymore. I don't know fully what he's saying, these are his words. because I'm kone mashkin, therefore I couldn't collect it, therefore not kone avachas man maybe. I want to deal with this kasha. L'chor this kasha is mamish abam kasha. So what's pshat in Tosis? How can ribis dvarin be a problem d'oraisa if it's not ribis ksutza? And Yosefus has a plan, he tries to work it out, and that's how he runs Tosis. And therefore he says, therefore the ksutza is wrong in terms of his application. Tosis means what I just told you. L'chor, what could be the answer to the kasha here? Why would it be called ribis ksutza? Yeah.
Is it possible to say that since part of this loan, the way it works is that there is a mashkon involved, and you know that the mashkon is going to go back to him at night, so it's like when he's giving the loan, that like includes.
I like your svar very much. I was going to say something like this. Very interesting. You have to know everyone says such a svar, but I think it's a very legitimate svar. That the reason why it's called this ksutza, very good, is because every halva has in it the halach of a mashkin. And every mashkin has in it the din of hachzaras ha-mashkin, hashamas ha-avot, which has in it the halach of the din of a bracha, the right, the Torah grants the right of the lofkim of bracha. And therefore, it should be viewed as if the very halva has in it the ketzitza that includes the bracha of the rover when the mashkin gets returned, because the mashkin is all function of this halva. And therefore, Adarabba, it's called ribis ksutza if getting the bracha is ribis dvarin, because we don't have kone mashkin, then it's ketsutza because of the actual avra itself. Very interesting. Chur, that could be. Maybe that's what Tosis means. That avoids this whole cheshbin of the nesivus to make a ribis ksutza an unusual case, because it's called avra chazman and he made a stipulation, give me a bracha tomorrow night. No. The original avra would constitute ribis ksutza, because in that avra lies the potential, the possibility of getting a mashkin, which carries within it the halacha of the role of being able to give a bracha, and therefore all of that is considered part of the ketzitza itself of the halva itself. Yeah, that could be an avenue to learn Tosis. This is one way. Maybe another possibility, an easier perhaps without the lamdish svar here. Another cheshbin I was thinking. Why are we asking the kasha ribis ksutza? Because we're assuming that we're dealing with isa ribis d'oraisa, and that Tosis quotes ribis d'varmin must be ribis d'oraisa. Why? Because if it were not d'oraisa, if you hold like the Ran, then what's Rabbi Yitzchak's right? The Torah doesn't forbid ribis d'varmin, so what's the diuk of the pasuk? Chati etzdaka, ve'erecheka, so what? There's no isa d'oraisa, right? That was our problem. There's a very interesting svara of the Taz. This Taz is a famous Taz. It's mentioned three times in the Taz, and then the Achronim go to town with this, many, many Achronim, and deal with this, the implications of this Taz. The Taz has a chidush. He mentions it three places. In Simen Kuf Yudzayin Yeredeya, Hilchos Machos Asuros, in Tav Kuf Peches Hilchos Shofar, he refers to it, and Choshe Mishpat Simen Beis he refers to. It's a famous idea, the Taz, which is the following, in a nutshell. The Torah of David Cohen from Flatbush is a prolific Talmud Chacham, of course, but also writer. He has a kuntris called Hataz HaYadua. This is the kuntris, Hataz HaYadua. I tried to find in the Sefer a remnant to this Tosis. I couldn't find it. Maybe I had to look too carefully. This Tosis could be a support to this svar of the Taz. He has a lot of Mar Makomos here about Achronim and all kinds of Makomos relating to this Taz. The Taz Yisod is the following. If the Torah permits something befeirush, the Chachamim would not create an Isid Rabbanan. That's the Taz's idea. Lamashal, in Hilchot Shofar, he wants to answer the Kasha that many ask. Dafka, this answer Rishonim give. They don't apply to other cases, but you can find this in the Iri, I think. Chazal said that if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't take a shofar. No mitzvah of shofar. Right? Sukkah, lulav, b'yom rishon, don't take a lulav. So why didn't Chazal do the same thing by Mila? Why? Because make a gzeira. Just like you make a gzeira, you might carry the shofar in Rishus HaRabim, Da'ud Amis, so too they might carry the lulav. Why not say you might carry the utensils for the bris, Mila, through Rishus HaRabim? So therefore, the Torah, they should say, a bris and Yom HaShemini should not be held. We have to wait for Yom. It's like they said on other halachas, like Shofar and Sukkah, one of the gezerah by bris Mila, that Mila should not be Docha Shabbos. Just like with the rice, so you can take the Shofar and Shabbos, take the Lov and Shabbos. And yet, when it comes to bris Mila, they left it alone. What's true with the Raisa remains so, the Chum didn't make it zero, Shem Yavirenu. And by Shofar and Lulav they did. So the Taz says in Hilchos Shofar, because the Torah writes the Feirus, Uvayom HaShemini Yimo B'Sar Lasa, we learn now Yom HaShemini Afilu B'Shabbos. The Torah was Matir B'Feirus. They can do Bris on Shabbos, the Chacham can't mess with that. They're not going to make a Gzera. That's one, and Lamaisa the Meiri, I think, in Megillah, Davdalid, says that as well. But in Choshe Mishpat Simen Beis, he teaches, there's a Lashna that the Gemara says, Beis Din have certain rights to make Gzeras, but lo lava adibei Torah. So the Taz explains here in Simen Beis and Choshe Mishpat, lo lava adibei Torah, what do you mean? Hecha teisa yavo de betor. Literally, after yesh koach lechachamim, this is the Taz and Choshe Mishpat in the base, but you can look more about Rikos in the other places. After yesh koach lechacham leser hamuter b'dibei Torah, hayu davka b'davash inan nefurish, lo le'isav lo le'heter. The oz hu muter memeila, v'zeh yesh koach lechacham lechachmir. In other words, the Torah is parif, the chachamim can ask. However, Masha'enkein, Dava ha-mefurish b'pasuk leheter. Ein koch ha-chachonim reser. That's what it means. Al-kein omar lo lavo ha-divei Torah, she-bidivei Torah mefurish mikri over ha-divei Torah. U-bi-yoradeya simen kuf yud zayin herachti bazeh. Okay. That's the Taz ha-yadua. Alright? So, chora, I was thinking, maybe that's the plan for Tosis. Maybe the olam Tosis holds, like the Ran, like the many Rishonim, that Ribbis Dorm is only the Rabbana. And therefore the Kasha Ribbis Tzutza doesn't start, because we're not dealing anyway with an Issid Arais. We're talking about Issid Rabbana. So the Sibis' Kasha is not a Kasha. The Rechonim was Medayik Tosa, Ribbis Daraisa, Ribbis Daraisa, no, it's Rabbana. Right, what's Tosa's point? Rav Yitzchak is saying that if the Torah said the Feirush, that the Lova can give a Bracha, then the Torah, the Rabbana could not come along and ask the Ribbis Dvarim. Because you have Mefurish in the Pasuk, a case of Ribbis Dvarim. The Torah specifically was Matir, a case of Ribbis Dvarim. The Chum could not come and ask it. So in the name of the whole Diuk, that Torah holds Ribbis Dvarim's Dvarim, is not a Diuk. You don't have to say it's Shtikl Torah, because it's, the original Halva was Ribbis Kitzutza, because the Halva has in it to have a Mashkin, and Mashkin has in it to get a Bracha, or the Nesivus is Pshat. Oh, you know, it's very hard to fit it into Tosfos. And then you know, after some Tosfos holds like the Rishonim, that's the Raisa, it's only the Rabbanan. But if it were Mefurish Bekra, like the Taz says, the Chacham would not ask it. So maybe that's the plan for Tosfos. So must be that there's no, so it could be, so what do you see? That the Rabban did ask the Ribbis Dvarim. So it must be that it's not a case of Ribbis Dvarim. So it must be why, because Bachov Konem asked it. But we avoid the major problem of the Nesivus. What happened to Ribbis Kitzutza? It's not Ribbis Kitzutza. We don't have to go into this chiddush that we said now, where the Nesivus is shot. And we don't have to pin Tosis down that he has to hold that it's an Issa D'Oraisa. I tried to find this Tosis as a, you know, in this country, as I couldn't. Many, many, many rayas, many examples, many by alphabet, you know, throughout Shas, applications of the Taz HaYadua. Meanwhile, there's one more that we can add to the list. Maybe. Yeah.
Just clarify how that answer that using that that you saw.
Yeah, because the Taz is machadish that something that the Torah was not in mefurish b'kra, the Chacham could not, whatever the svar would be, discuss as possible svaras for this. The Chacham would not, could not, should not ask the Rabbana. The Dover ha mefurish b'kra, the Chacham would not going to come along and ask the Rabbana. If something is parav, doesn't say the Torah, so Mimela by definition, by default, is Mutter. Chum can say we ask it. But if the Torah said black and white something is Mutter, the Chum would not come and ask us such a thing. So Mimela, the drasha of Rabbi Yitzchak is the following. Were it not for the fact that Baruch Hav Kone Mashkin, then there would be a problem with Ribbis Dvarim. Not that Ribbis Dvarim is the Raisa. But it would mean that the Torah specifically clearly sanctioned Ribbis Dvarim, the foolish Mikra, Uberecheka. So there's a Mefurish Pasuk that's Mati Ribbis Dvarim. If that were true, the Chacham could not come along and Aser Ribbis Dvarim. If the very case of Ribbis Dvarim, the Torah permitted.
In any case?
What?
You wouldn't be able to Aser Ribbis Dvarim ever, in any case?
Yeah, because the Torah, it's Mefurish Mikra Lehetim. No, Nikki. Maybe I have something wrong. The Chorin, according to the Taz, it should follow that Tosis doesn't have to hold that it's an Yisrael Dereis. Yeah.
Why should it be dependent on whether the Baal is Koran?
No, because the same way. Because if Bachob Koran Mashkin, it's not Ribbis Dvarim. The same Cheshire as before. The same, whatever you say before is the same now. Because Bachob, whatever you say before, Bachob Koran Mashkin, so therefore it's not called that you got the benefit from the halva, it's not scharam tana, it's for the maskin, whatever you said before, the same cheshbon. No, the Torah wasn't matir Ribbis Dvarim, it's not Ribbis Dvarim. Because getting a thank you for returning the maskin is since Bachov Kona maskin, so it comes out, it's not really Ribbis Dvarim at all. It's only Ribbis Dvarim because it's in a Kona maskin. And then it would be that the Torah is matir Ribbis Dvarim, but if getting a thank you for the giving the mashkin is not Ribbis Dvarim by definition because kona mashkin, then the Torah never had a mefurish mikra, a case of Ribbis Dvarim. It's not Ribbis Dvarim at all. Okay, one last thing I want to leave you with before we go to the next Gemara for tomorrow. We have two parts of the sugya. Part one of the sugya is mana inkan mashkin inkan. That means that you want to mikadosh her with the mana, you don't have the mana, you give her a mashkin, we say nothing works, no kiddushin. We have part two of the sugya, kitsa b'mashkin mikudeshes. So we explain, mashkin da'acherim, kid Rabbi Yitzchak b'alchav kone mashkin. And therefore it works for kiddushin. Now we ask ourselves the following question. Why can't we apply this idea of b'alchav kone mashkin and work it into the first case of the sugya? This person wants to make kaddish to Isha, he gives her a maskin. We say, mana inka, maskin inka. She's not mikudeshes. She's not mikudeshes with the mana, she's not mikudeshes with the maskin. The only case that mikadisha with the maskin is maskin da acherin. It's mashma that if I mikadisha with maskin di day, that was I'm machai myself now to give you a mana. And I'm going to give you a maskin, and I'm kind of with the maskin. Forget the mana. I want the kaddish. It's mashma that it doesn't work, period. The only time it works is maskin da achirin. In the case of the beginning of the Gemara, it's kachki ben mana. If I wanted the kaddish with the maskin I gave you, it's also not a good kiddush. Why not? If maskin has the idea of kona maskin, so she should have now. So why can't you have the kiddushin work when he's giving you the maskin? He's mechayiv himself a mana, and there's a maskin that he's giving over to her. So just like if he gives over a maskin over someone else's chov, mikudesh is midrav yitzchak, balchov kona maskin. Why can't you allow for his giving her the maskin to create kiddushin via Rav Yitzchak? This kasha l'chora is not my kasha. This kasha seems to be the Tosas Ritz kasha. Now let's think about this for a second. According to one pshat in the sugya, this kasha absolutely cannot get off the ground. According to which pshat of the Rishonim, does this kasha go to the Rush? Because according to the Rush, the meaning of the sugya is mana ein kan. If there's no prior chov, maskin ein kan. There is no basis whatsoever for a maskin. You'll have a maskin. A maskin cannot be created if there's not a prior chov. So there's no maskin to give her. Kish of the maskin, you have to be a maskin. It's not a maskin. So it can't work. So obviously it's not a kasha. Where does the kasha begin? According to the other Rishon, Yesh Mefarshim, the Ramban, that really you can mechayiv yourself. There's shaykh to have the concept of a maskin, even though there was no prior chov. But you can still have a maskin. A schaybus can work. The only thing is, it's not going to be enough to be viewed as kiddushin that I gave you the mana. Because I didn't give you enough, it's still agitgabe, whatever the svaras are, it's not going to work for kiddushin. The question is, why can't it work for kiddushin? I gave you the maskin. So let the mashkin be the chetz of the kesef. Why can't mekatzer with the mashkin? So the Tosfos Ridge seems to be addressing this question. And this is how he proves that when we say that you can mekadesh with a maskin, it's only what type of maskin? A maskin of what point? Shalom b'shasalva. That's where Yitzchak has called a maskin, which he calls the kinning of Guvayna. But a maskin of b'shasalva doesn't have kinning of Yitzchak. And what kind of maskin are we talking about over here? A maskin of b'shasalva. Right now you're mechayev yourself, so that doesn't work for Kiddush. That seems to be the Tosfos Ridge, right? Lashon Tosfos Ridge. Maskin d'achem to Rabbi Yitzchak. It goes on. Mishkinu shelo b'shas halva v'konei lo guvayna. Avo mishkinu b'shas halva also ein rashi l'mochro v'lo chashiv didei. D'i mishkinu b'shas halva also konei le. If you say that there's a halacha of a kinyan maskin b'shas halva, isha nami miknei ki yavu a maskin. What is he saying? What's that line of Tosfos Ridge? Isha nami, meaning you can add that by isha as well. So now, what if we hold like Tosfos? Tosfos in condition of ches. That the halacha of kitcha b'maskin is not just by the maskin of shelo b'shas halva v'rabbi Yitzchak, but we say olam shibudei, and we allow the condition to work even by a maskin of shas halva. Or if we go like the Ramban, that Rabbi Yitzchak spoke bein b'maskin shelo b'shas halva, bein b'maskin b'shas halva, then what do we do with this question? I think Avi was first. Yes?
There is an issue with the Tosfos Ridge answer. If that's really the chiluk he's drawing, so why does the Gemara come and say, oh, no, mashkin d'achrim, when you're kitcher of the mashkin, because that's talking about mashkin d'achrim, seemingly the chiluk should be, no, that's shelo b'shas halva, and the case of the nachman is b'shas halva.
Okay. Okay, but Lamaisa, the case that we discussed, the case that we started was the case of Shas Halva. So the Gemara goes to Rabbi Yitzchak, yeah. And you can construct the case of what?
That's more Kimta. Is anything both Achir and then?
Okay, so you don't have to make it. Just a simple do it this way. Eita.
This might be a bad question, but isn't the Eisvei just Kitchav Mashkin Chudashis? It's not Hiskashli Bimana the Kitchav Mashkin?
No, but it's Mashma Kitchav Mashkin by Achirim. It's Mashma that if it's not Achirim, if it's with her, it wouldn't work. It sounds that way.
Isn't there a chilik between Rav Nachman's case and...
Yes, Rav Nachman's case, he wanted a Mekasha with the Mana. But I'm asking, let the condition be with the Mashkin. If the Mana, if the Eschaivus is Chal, and it just, I can't in Kaddish because I didn't give enough of the mana, why can't it be conditioned with the mashkin? Let's see what we can do with this. I think if we think about it carefully, I don't understand Tosfos Ridge kasha. To the contrary, we should be able to answer the kasha simply, even according to the Ramban. You have an answer?
Yeah.
Go.
Maybe because, if the loan exists, then it's like she already has, she's owed $100. So if you give her the mashkin, you're not giving her extra money.
So one second. Well, so let's go slow. I hear. If you behind yourself already, I think your part is half the answer too, but I'm going to start the other half. What you're saying is legitimate, but that's because you're assuming there was a schaivus. You see, I'm going to go the other direction. Let's think about this. According to the Rishonin, there's a schaivus of the mana. It's chal and chayv mana. But it's not called that I've given you money for kedushin. Now, if it was just for matana, I can give you the maskin, take the maskin, and mechayev you a money. But here, I didn't give you I gave you the money for kedushin, but I didn't give it to you in enough of a way, in a good enough way, to have this kedushin. Right? Now, when the Rishonim say that you can have a maskin that can be created, and the chiyuv is chal when I give you the maskin. So how does that work? If there's no prior chiyuv, so the Avni Miluim pointed that out, and he said, well, you could have a chiyuv maskin without a chiyuv of the money. You can have that. You can have an arvus without the money. We said it a little differently. We said that they come together. Right? Now I want to offer this answer both according to the Avni Miluim and according to where we said. Either way, it's not this kasha is not going to start. Let's go to Avni Miluim for a second. Grant me this. Avni Miluim says that you can have a mashkin even if you don't have this chaylus. But I ask you, that mashkin would have Rabbi Yitzchak or wouldn't have Rabbi Yitzchak? Rabbi Yitzchak was speaking about the Torah's mashkin. Torah's mashkin was a mashkin that was together with the chov. So even if you tell me that there's a mashkin without a chov, you can have that idea. You can have an arev without a lova. But I don't think that mashkin would have a Yitzchak to it. Okay, that's point one. But that's the other miluim. Now let's go to what we said. We said that how can it be chal a chov and a mashkin? There was no prior chov. They come together. Together, the chov emerges together with the mashkin. Now what are we asking over here? Let's create the kedushin with the mashkin. But what am I doing at the same time that I'm giving you the mashkin? What do I want to create? Mana, I want to mechayev myself a mana. For what? For what? For kedushin. Not a matana. I'm not giving you a matana. I'm giving you a mana for kedushin. Now, it doesn't work. Mana enkan. I haven't given her enough of a kesef for kedushin in the manner that I did. I gave her a mashkin for the mana. So it's not quite I gave her the mana. So meanwhile, does she keep the money? She doesn't keep the money. Have I successfully been... Is there a schaivus? Do I owe any money right now? If I didn't, I gave her the money, not as a matana, for kedushin. It's not a kedushin. Right? Not a kedushin. So the money goes right back. So, lemaisa, I'm not really creating a chov. I only wanted to give her a money for kedushin, but I didn't give it to her. It didn't lead to kedushin. I didn't give it to her the way I was supposed to give it to her. So what do I have here? I have a mashkin without a chov. Because I don't have to give it the mana, because I only gave it to her for kedushin, and I didn't give it to her for kedushin because it didn't go down the right way. I can't give the mana by the mashkin, and I'm only pledging the mana for kedushin. So if I didn't give her the mana for kedushin, I didn't give her anything. So she doesn't have a mana. She doesn't have a chov against me for a mana either, because I didn't pledge a mana in the abstract. I pledged the mana for kedushin. So did it create kedushin? No. Why mana inkan? I didn't give her enough of the mana. So what do I want to do? I want to create kedushin with the mashkin. So let's go one at a time. According to Avni Miluyim, a mashkin without a mana, without a chov, doesn't have Rabbi Yitzchak, I said. Rabbi Yitzchak is talking about the mashkin of the Torah. So if there's no Rabbi Yitzchak, you can't have kedushin with them. There's no Kenyan mashkin. According to the way we said, yeah, you need to have a chov together with a mashkin. Even better, there's no chov created because there's no kedushin. So at the end of the day, mashkin ain't cut. Literally, Mashkinika. Even though we're talking the Ramban, Agid Gavei, and the Yesh Mefarshim, and the Pshat is Mana Enka, Mashkinika, and I haven't given enough of the Mana. But at the end of the day, after it goes full circle, if I haven't given Mana for Kedushin, do I have a Mashkin? No, because I only have a Mashkin if a Chob is created together with a Mashkin. But there's no Chob because there's no Kedushin. The Chob is a Kedushin. So then you can't give him cash with the Mashkin either. Oh, so you'll say, I'm smart. I'm Mechayiv myself a Mana. And I'll owe you a makana, and I'll give a mashkin on that. Avram, what's your answer? If I'm machayev myself a separate matana, then in giving the mashkin, I didn't give her anything new. She already has the chiv. So any way you look at it, I can't makadosh with the mashkin. If I'm machayev myself in money for matana, I didn't add anything with giving the mashkin. If I'm giving the money for kedushin, and it's not a proper nesinas mana for kedushin, so then I didn't create a chov. If I didn't create a chov, then it could be the mashkin is not a mashkin anyway, because it only can be a mashkin if the chov comes together with it. And even according to Avni Miluyim, that you can have a mashkin without a chov, but such a mashkin would not have kinder of Yitzchak. In which case, uchur, you can't make kaddish with the mashkin. So it comes out to two separate sugyas. Part one, the sugya can only be a sugya of mana enkan. Mashkin enkan can make kaddish with the mana. And that's the chiddush of the Gemara, whatever pshat you'll say, that's the sugya of mana enkan, mashkin enkan. We have mashkin da'achem kid Rav Yitzchak with the halacha mashkin da'acherin. And that's the halacha of Rav Yitzchak yimekadosh. But you can't use the first case and plug in mashkin to the isha. The Tosrit asked the kasha, he proves because of that, that a mashkin shev, b'shat salvah, doesn't create kedushin. We're saying even if it would, but in the case of the isha, where the mana would not be mechuyev, he's not created a schaivus of the mana because it was only for kedushin and doesn't work for kedushin. So I'm left without a mana. If there's no mana ischaivus, then there's no mashkin to be mekadesha with. Either because it didn't create a chov at all, or because it wouldn't have the kinder of Yitzchak. I know he said quickly about say so. If you can bother shiur assistance a little bit, whatever, or each other, or come back to me, whatever. L'chura, it comes out that Tosfos kasha doesn't seem to be such a problem at all. All right, bye.